News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going to the phones right now. We've got Tim James coming on the line with us. He is a graduate of Auburn University, a businessman with a long history of being involved in state politics, and he has just recently been on the show and said that we would likely hear something from him after the holidays, and dadgum if he didn't go ahead and just file paperwork this past weekend, and Tim James is running for governor. Tim James, thanks for coming on the show. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Phil. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, I suspect you're already out there running and gunning, because I know you were checking in earlier to make sure you had the right time, and you were on the road at the time. So you're all over the place, I guess, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I am, but believe it or not, I'm actually working today. I'm out of the state, but I had to take a quick trip to Louisiana, but I'm headed back, and we'll be back in Alabama in a few hours.
Well, good. Safe travels there. But so, Tim, you went ahead and filed the paperwork. It's official. I know the scoop was on 1819 News this weekend, followed soon thereafter by Alabama Daily News, Yellowhammer, and a bunch of others. But you're in. So tell me, what prompted you to go ahead and file the paperwork now, as opposed to waiting until after the holidays?
Well, I think it was the right time. Of course, as we talked earlier, our family was together over the holidays, over Thanksgiving. And, you know, the rules and the new laws and all the things that are there today, it just made more sense to go ahead and file the papers. Our plan is to have what you would call our official kickoff of, you know, first of the year. But we're doing a lot right now, and then, you know, get through the holidays, come back after New Year's, and then begin what we call our 5-month wind sprint.
Well, and you know something about wind sprints, being a football player, but that being said, you've also been down this road on statewide races. This is one that requires stamina. It requires somebody being willing to get out there, beat the bushes, shake the hands, and kiss the babies. And so I know you'll be doing plenty of that. But you gave some pretty strong statements in some of the interviews for some of the print media or online media that I was looking at. And I know you take issue with, and you said it, by the way, I've said the same thing on this show. I know Kay Ivey personally, me personally. I've worked with her before. She's a very likable person as a person, but I have issues with policy. And you said the same thing. You have issues with policy, and you're running against her performance in this case.
That is exactly right. I mean, I've said it, and, you know, and it's one of those things that's a little bit unpleasant and uneasy when there's someone that you're going up against in a contest that you like personally. The problem is the structure around the executive branch, around the governor's office, has just lost control. And when the Alabama Republicans are the forerunners, and they're chartering new territory to put casinos and gambling and this medical marijuana issue that a lot of people don't understand. But when we, you know, I'm not against, of course, we're forgiving people that are sick, anything that will can help them in their pain. But this is about money, and this is the worst bait and switch thing you've ever seen in your life. This is about a setting up a syndicated drug cartel. And, you know, and then the mandate thing, that's still going on. So all of these issues and more they've happened. This is not stuff that we're talking about might happen. It has happened. They have given it their best shot at making this, putting this into law. And that's just not who we are as a people. And at some point, somebody's got to stand up and say no more. And I guess I'm that guy at this time.
Well, I appreciate that.
As I've said, it gives me no pleasure into running against this governor, but this is beyond the governor, and it's beyond me. It is our children and our grandchildren that is on our mind.
Well, and I appreciate that. And you mentioned our children. So here we are during her tenure, I believe, we have dropped a number of 50 in the nation in education. And that's, as you know, the governor sits as the de facto chairman of the board.
Yeah, we're not 50th. We're 52nd.
That's true. That's true.
That's
true.
They say, well, how can you be 52nd? Well, now they categorize the District of Columbia as an independent group, and they categorize the military bases as a group. So we are now 52nd in the nation in education. So we went a decade ago, we were teetering between like 43 and 45, and which is not great, but we've been in a tailspin for a decade. It is unacceptable. It's embarrassing. And the whole system, education system, has got to be challenged and has to be sort of, you have to bring it back. Basically bring it down to its foundation and start new and rebuild the whole system and how we do things.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, I think school choice is going to be a major factor, and that poll's extremely high, and yet we can't get our legislature to engage the processes of school choice here of late. But, Tim, let me ask you this. So these points of policy you just mentioned, they've either been just talked about with no action, or they haven't been talked about at all, or just disregarded in some ways. Would you anticipate ever being on a debate stage with KIV and having an actual debate on these policy issues?
Of course. This is a governor's race, Phil. You know, and we're in Alabama. Well, I'm not exactly in Alabama, but I'll almost be back home in a little while. But this is, you know, in Alabama, we expect discourse, respectfully. And, people expect, especially governors, to debate the issues, talk about it, and we all should be, every one of us, whoever runs, I don't know how many will be in the race in the end, but it's legitimate to have a series of debates and state your positions and you know how you want to lead the state. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, and I think that's going to be the interesting point is, you know, right now she has not had that level of policy accountability by having to debate anyone in the public forum. The occasional question, from a reporter, but for the most part, she's been, I would say, somewhat shielded over the last couple of years at least. And so it's going to be interesting to see how she handles the dynamic of having to get out and about the state and answer questions when she's confronted with them by other candidates. Now, that being said, we expect right now that Linda Blanchard is going to announce tomorrow that she's likely switching from the U.S. Senate into the governor's race. Have you had any conversations with Linda Blanchard about her race?
No, I haven't. I met her one time just to say hello at a wedding. But I don't know Linda, but I understand she's a delightful lady. And I'm not one of those guys who worry about what everybody else. If a person wants to run for governor, they should run for governor. And, you know, that's what I always get a kick out of the political class is they're always trying to game the system and who's doing this and who's doing that. If one person jumps in, then this or that. I never care about it. I pay no attention to that kind of stuff. I believe if a person wants to serve, get in the race, and make your case, and if you win, you got a chance to do it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So I don't really give much thought to who's in the race or not, to be honest.
Well, I think you have to, because you know the old saying is that the best way to run is either scared or unopposed. But the reality is, why be scared and why fear being unopposed or being opposed? You just got to go out there and do your race and be you.
That's right. It's a contest. It's like a football game. It's a contest, and you get on the field and you play the game. And this is the thing about this game is this is a game that affects millions of people and their livelihoods and their children. And this one, when this game is played, what you do has effect for generations and generations and generations. So that's just the way I think about it. And I think we're in a different season, a different time, and I think the people of this state and nation are waking up. They're in a very serious mood, and for the first time in my life, they really are paying attention to what's happening, not just in the nation, but in our state at a much deeper level, and that is a very good sign for Alabama and for America.
Well, I tend to agree. So, Tim, let me ask you this one last question. Now, Kay Ivey has a war chest right now that exceeds $3 million. She had the fundraising lead, obviously, by not having any true opposition in the race with her yet. That being said, you know what it takes to run a statewide race, and it's extremely costly. How do you feel about funding for your campaign going into things?
Well, just like every other race, you have to raise the money. I don't think we have to raise as much money. And the reason for that is our strategy's probably a little different. We know there's about a little over 600,000 votes cast. We have to go get 300,000 of them plus a few more to win the race. We know where they are. We believe in a grassroots effort, organized every county down to the precinct. And some things never change, and running a primary targeted campaign is the recipe for victory. And I can tell you, in my life, I've seen the top money raiser lose so many times I couldn't count them. So it's more about message and organization, grassroots organization.
Yep, fair enough. All right, Tim James, running for governor. Safe travels as you head home right now. But we appreciate you being on the air with us and giving us one of the first shots at having a chance to talk to you. And as the campaign goes on, we look forward to talking to you more.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, folks, there you have it. We're heading into our short break right now, coming back to wrap up the show. But let me just tell you, the race is real. You know, we have some candidates with good hearts, Stacey George, Dean Odell, who are way behind right now in the polling and the money. But what we're seeing right now is that some bigger names are getting in who may have the capacity to actually bring this into a multi-party primary season. And it's going to be interesting to watch how it plays out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.